Self-Education, Blender 3D Print Toolbox, and Non-Manifold Geometry. Ew. Yes. Using the free open source Blender, a 3D modeling program, to create objects for 3D printing works with pure perfection. And there is a check all button that will warn you if you did something that will confuse the printer later on. This button is like a conductor. It will help you to redo an operation if you did it in a way that computers, printers dislike. Tell me now, how can you make a mistake? How can you get stuck in a design that is constantly monitored for problems? You can't. You get instant feedback about problems in your models. You can create anything without a worry. 5 or 6 days ago, I began teaching myself raw vertex operations. A vertex is like a fly stuck in space-time. You get to move it wherever you want. Two flies, or points, give you the ability to create a line in a way that computers can perfectly understand. Three, or better yet, 4 points, give you the ability to create a plane, like a zero-thickness piece of paper that you can shape. Now you are just doing origami. You are just wrapping something with paper, which is held up by little flies. I made a fancy wallet. It had my second hinge design. But it also had problems. My flies were a little crazy, especially in the next revision. And the lines they were drawing kind of looked right, but no, they were not okay. There is no printer in the world that can print something that just looks okay. Printers care about the guts of your model. Your 3D models need to be converted to G-code by means of a slicer. This is an old language used by all the old angry machines in a loud factory. It is better that geometry is nice and neat. Hit that check all button after every operation. A slicer is a program that is separate from Blender. Blender exports 3D models in the STL format, but a slicer will convert the 3D model to the motions of the 3D printer head, which is called a hot end. In addition to that, it also controls the speed of the extrusion of plastic, the temperature of the bed and the hot end, and 100 little tiny things. Slicers can fix models, but not always, not reliably. So, please, make sure to install the 3D print add-on under Blender Preferences. It's already shipped with Blender. And let the check all button teach you about the operations that you can reliably perform on your models. Just moments ago, I tried to extrude a little latch for the 5th version of that wallet, and I couldn't just extrude upwards without triggering errors after hitting that check all button. Computers and languages have limits. Not everything is always possible. So what I did was extrude a new area forward, not upward, and then I grabbed the top of the newly exposed surface and pulled it up, and it worked, no problem. It is probably possible to wrestle the mesh for an hour and get it all working, but it is just more reasonable to alter the design entirely. In case of precision parts that must match a particular and complex shape, Getting stuck requires starting a new project and rebuilding the same shape with a different strategy. The check all button is far superior to any teacher, and it will make you a master of proper high-quality manifold models. And here we arrive at the closing part of this text, and we must talk about the Cybertruck. A lot of industrial product designers are upset. Some complain about the lack of details. Others are scared. But the Cybertruck is a good lesson in not fighting 3D models, but just letting them be what they want to be. The set of hinges I created last Friday are perfect. They are so perfect that the first is too precise for cheap 3D printers, and the second is too flawlessly round not to trigger all kinds of non-manifold geometry errors. My latest wallet design embraces square geometry the way the Cybertruck did. My third hinge assembly is based on inset nested squares. I'm not 100% certain if the prototype will open, but I am 100% sure I can adjust the geometry of the top and bottom case to make it forgive each other and actually work in a pretty cool way. I went with the flow of my tool chain, and my Prusa slicer announced the model to be perfectly manifold. Yes! As with the Cybertruck, if you have a good reason to break the rules of design, do it. Because eventually, you will find yourself wondering how to make your art more unique anyway. Letting your tools have a say is wise, because this way you will be in harmony with your toolbox and won't have to fight it, especially later on. Please keep in mind how important learning modeling is. High school and college will teach you little and put you in serious debt. A cute little oddly terrifying 3D design that frankly could use some googly eyes to shake things up can, on the other hand, bring in $410,000 by selling 12,820 times at $32 per order. Yep, nobody will ever catch high schools pimping students out for state funding. But we can see the fraud by comparing the results of organized education with self-education. May your designs sell a ton. May your print beds be perfectly flat and level. May you never run out of print filament. And may you never run out of adventure.